Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Mesech des Schwiees, Perig Yud Mischne Tess. Hamachsir Chayv Beschwiees. Shimon is a real tzaddik. Shimon is the Loivin, our Mashal, who said to the Malva, I know you're saying Meshamarani, you're saying I don't have to pay you back, and I say Afal Pikain. I want to pay you back. Hamachsir Chayv Beschwiees. Ruach Chachamim Noicha Himenu. Chazal are very happy with Shimon. And there are some more cases of Ruach Chachamim Noicha Himenu, where a person goes beyond what he has to. Haloivim in a ger. Someone borrows money from a ger. Shenizgai Ruban of Imai. His children, they weren't born after he became a Yid. But somebody came in, he's not a Yid, his children are not a Yid, and they all became gerim. And now I borrowed money from this ger, and the ger passed away. So normally I would have to return it to his children. But in this case, they're not really considered his children. Because the din is ger shen is geir is kikotin shen loyla dummy. When a ger is megeir himself, it's considered like he was born then. So it's like all these children are born then. They're not really al pi halacha in this regard his children. So lo yachsir lubonav. I, who borrowed money from the ger, I don't really have to return the money to the children of the ger. But Chazal want me to return the money. Vim hechser, if I do return the money to the children of the ger, ruach chachamim noicha imenu. The chacham would be pleased with him. In this case, they would be pleased with me. Now here's the problem, explains the Batanur. Here's why Chazal are happy about this. Had they not become gerim, the children would yarshin their father. We know there's Yerusha, even by Ovdei Kechavim, the Pasuk says, Ki Yerusha le'esav, Nesati is Har Seir. So they have Yerusha. So think about what's going to happen. If I don't return the money to his children, they're going to say, well, maybe we should become back Ovdei Kechavim, then we'll Yashin our father. That's why it was Ruach HaChem Noicha Yimenu when a person would return it. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Kol HaMetaltlin Niknin B'Meshicha. If I want to buy your bike, I give you money. But I could still change my mind. I can change my mind until I do a kinyan on the bicycle. And we do meshicha. Meshicha means moving the object into one's possession. Sometimes there's hagbah, there are other kinyanim. So it's not really my bike until I do the kinyan, even if I paid you for it. As long as I didn't do my meshicha yet, I can change my mind, you can change your mind. However, Chazal say, anyone who keeps his word, even though he doesn't have to, Ruach HaChem Noicha Imenu. Chazal are happy with him. If I agree to buy the bike, I shouldn't back out of the deal, and neither should you. As a matter of fact, there's a klala called a Misha Parah on a person who backs out of a sale after the money was paid before the kinyan. Misha Parah mi Anshei Dor HaMabel, and from the Anshei Dor HaFlog, and from the Anshei Sodom v'Amora, and from the Mitzriim, who drowned in the Yam, that's what we say. He should punish a person who doesn't keep his word. That's what the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Metzia. It's very important that we keep our word. That's learned from the Pasuk. It says, V'hin tzedek yilechem. Hin is a measurement for liquid. Chazal darshan, hein shalacha, yitzedek. When you say yes, hein means yes. You said yes, then keep your word. If you said no, keep your word. Whether you're saying yes or no, what you say, you should keep to. Says the Sefer Smichas Chachamim. Take the word emes. Aleph is the peh. Aleph is the mouth, because it's the beginning of the osius. The mem in the word emes is the lave, is the heart. It's the middle of the aleph base, in the middle of the word emes. What we say with our mouth and what we say with our heart should be the same. We shouldn't think one thing and say something else. Shemitah represents becoming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Shabbos. It's where we show whether we work or whether we don't work, our lives, our money, everything. We're in your hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chesamay Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. If you want to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be Emes. Sheker and Ashuras HaShchina don't go together. And that's why he explains that the end of Masechta Shviyas ends with the importance of us doing what is emes, and not to look for excuses, even legal excuses, not to pay back or not to hold our word. Hadron Allah, Masechtas Shviyas. Looking forward to Masechtas Trumos.